Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay. Hey! Kisses of fire burning, burning. I'm at the point of no return.
Remember the movie Mamma Mia? Here we go again. This crazy guy was singing on stage.
In a landslide of emotions. I've been my share of loud affairs, but they were nothing compared to this. Oh, I'm riding higher than the sky, and there is fire in every kiss. Kisses of fire.
Pagos Moutsourakis is in our studio. You saw him in the show, and he's in our studio. He's performing at Park West, but not like that, tonight here in Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the nice introduction. And yes, tonight at the Park West, we will be bringing a little bit of Greece into the American culture. I and my friend Michael, who is a virtuoso soloist on the bouzouki, which more like is like a bazooka. It's a Greek pancho.
But you singing in that movie scene we just now saw.
Yeah.
Is that representative of how you sing?
No, I wouldn't say. I was asked to do a bad version of a bad singer.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you could tell that this is a guy who's got a good voice. There's a couple moments there where you go, oh, no, he's good. No, wait, he's bad. No, wait, he's good. No, he's bad. It's like shtick almost. I would imagine in a major motion picture, especially with a brand like that, you'd want to be singing your very best so everybody knew what a great singer you are. But
yeah.
But that's not the character you're playing.
That was exactly what happened when, well, first off, I sent 13 different versions of how bad I can be. And I guess that's why they hired me. They were like, that guy really needs the part, so let's do him the favor.
No. That's not what happened.
And when I got there, my first thing was going into the studio to record the song. So I go in there, all Parker, the director, is in the studio listening. I do a, okay, semi-good version.
Yeah.
And I get out of the studio. He's like, oh, that's excellent. And then Benny comes in from ABBA. And he's like, you should listen to that guy, how he sings Kisses of Fire. And they played back, and he's like, that's too good. Can you do a more Greek version? So I was like, yeah, I can.
A more Greek version?
A more Greek, yeah. More less talented, more enthusiastic.
You said that, not me. So, Panos Mouzourakis.
Panos Mouzourakis
is in our studio. He's performing at Park West. So obviously he is a film star. He does TV. He's a singer-songwriter. He's also an artist. If you are in Greece, you know him. If you're in much of Europe, you know him. If you're in Chicago, you may know him because we have a very large Greek contingent in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe your fan base isn't just Greek. Maybe it's... Oh, will you be singing in Greek or English tonight?
Oh, I will be doing like 20% in Greek, and the rest of it is trying to get a little bit of the Greek essence. That's why I'm bringing the bouzouki with me, this amazing high-pitched Greek banjo. And I'm trying to implement it into songs, into the American culture.
Sure, are you covering songs?
So I'm doing Frank Sinatra,
really?
But in a different rhythm, with a different sound.
Give me a song that you're doing of Sinatra's tonight.
My Way? When I was
17. Yeah. It was a very good year.
Yeah, it was a very good year.
But you're doing it with that sort of Greek touch, with a bazooka.
Yeah, with a bazooka. It's going to be exploding all over the place. We're doing Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're doing Bob Dylan. We're doing a lot of songs that you already know. We didn't want to tire you with all my original songs. We are doing some of my original songs.
Sure, you should.
In English.
You were in a cover band once upon a time yourself anyway, right?
Yeah.
Did I not read that on your resume?
Sure. Yeah, we
and
we
I wanted
did
to ask
the
you about
Uplift Mofo Party Band, which was a very nice Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band.
What was the name of the band?
Uplift Mofo Party Band.
Uplift Mofo Party Band. Okay. There was also there was another name of one of your bands here that I thought was kind of hilarious. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, the Avaftis Mikri Pitsilotitrio Colaptes.
That's the one. That's, no, Auburn Small Picky Woodpeckers.
That's the translation.
So you are in a band called Auburn Small Picky Woodpeckers.
Yeah.
Why?
I was 20 years old. I was experimenting
with band names.
With band names.
You were also in a band called The Unacceptable. Okay, so, but then you became a singer-songwriter of your own, Mark. So then you were doing your own stuff as well.
Yeah.
And now you're in Chicago. Is this your first appearance in Chicago?
It's my first appearance in the U.S.
No kidding. Welcome to the U.S. of A.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here, and thank you for this lovely weather that you're offering.
He says as he looks out our 18th-story window over beautiful downtown Chicago, the river, the lakes over there and there, and there's our skyline. You will not find in your travels in this country a more beautiful spot than the one you are in right now. I can promise you that.
And I truly love the weather because being from Greece, the sun is always pretty very much appreciated. And I moved to Los Angeles like a year ago, hoping to see what I had in my childhood memories, the slow-mo, Pamela Anderson in Baywatch, just walking down the beach. And the weather is over-advertised in Los Angeles. I'm waiting for the June gloom to get over, and maybe we will get some nice sunny weather as it is here.
Oh, you haven't had nice weather in L.A. either?
Because not yet.
Our May and June was terrible. What you are experiencing now is the first break we've had for nice weather in Chicago. It's been terrible.
I'm carrying it with me, because last year when I went to London for the premiere of Mamma Mia, it was the hottest it has been in London for like many years.
Yeah.
And I was enjoying it very much, and all the Uber drivers were like, we can't stand that. We don't have air conditioning here in London. We are not prepared for this kind of weather.
You were shooting, so you were in the sequel to Mamma Mia, right? Was Meryl Streep in that one as well? Were you able to,
yes.
Who did you work with or around when you were making that movie?
Everybody.
The cast.
I had a scene with Cher. I had a scene with Lily James. I have, and in the green room, there was everybody. I was a little bit starstruck when I shook Meryl Streep's hand and Cher. So, they were very, very nice. They were like, lovely to meet you. And I was like, thank you. It is an honor or something like that. I mumbled something. I managed to mumble something.
Yeah.
And, but the most nice experience was when I landed there for my first shooting. After I recorded the song, I went for the fitting of the costume.
Yeah.
And as I'm waiting outside for someone to take me into the dressing room, I see through the glass window, come down the stairs, James Bond, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
And as he passes, gets out and passes me by, I'm pretending to play cool. And he stops, gazes back at me, and approaches, and he's like, oh my God, I saw your audition tape, and you're really excellent. Thank you so much for being in this movie. And I was like, Mr. Bond, it's
a squeaky mess, because what a great compliment.
Yeah, and it would be even greater if I had the brain power to respond at that time, but I just froze up.
I would imagine, you have a resume that a lot of people would admire, but if you aren't used to working with the likes of Cher and Meryl Streep, I suppose any of us would start to stammer a little bit, right, around those kind of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a shy guy. Yeah.
Don't finish that thought. Now, you are also a judge on the Greek Voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that like the Voice that we have here in the United States?
It's the same format involving a lot less money.
So they have singers from Greece who are trying to...
And although, I mean, we're a country of 10, 11 million people, you can't compare to the talent that's out here.
Oh, really? So you don't have the...
There are some really excellent voices that we have over here, but we don't have the plethora of the talent that...
I suppose your country of 10 million, say, we're 330 million, so we got 33 times more people you do. Plus, Greece is, I don't know what your version of Hollywood or motion pictures or TV are there, but I know that Greece has had some financial troubles over the years, too. So I don't know if that sort of trickles down to awards for contest shows like that.
Well, first off, let me say I'm sorry because I think I feel responsible for the financial crisis in Greece.
How's that? What did you do?
Because I started out really from nothing. And as my career advanced and as I was going better in my life, everything else started falling apart.
Oh, so you were getting the money. In other words.
Yeah, it felt like that, but I was always had the feeling that I'm running on a bridge that's collapsing behind me.
Right, yeah. That's a very good metaphor. Very nice.
So when I got out of my first CD, piracy hit. Then all the MP3s were out there. Then YouTube came. When I gave one of my first interviews in a magazine, the next day it closed down due to the economic crisis. I hope that this radio station still is safe.
Right, because our weather's going to go in the toilet, A, because you're here, and B, we'll probably suffer a major economic collapse just as you leave town.
I think it's going to be when I get the Oscar. That's going to be the turning point where
yeah, you weren't
we're
nominated.
In trouble now.
You were
he's got an Oscar. This is the second coming.
I want to ask you this, though. As a person who is evidently from Greece, and must love that country, even though you've got more money than you're supposed to have. We go to Greece sometimes with listeners here from Chicago. I wonder if you would tell us what you think are some of the... I have to pause. Let's come back and answer this. What are the things an American must do when they're in your part of the world? What's the thing that we absolutely should do, or maybe the thing we should absolutely avoid in a minute? So did you see Mamma Mia? Here we go again. Have you heard his recordings? Have you seen him on TV? His name is Panos Mouzarakis, and he is going to be performing at Park West tonight at 8:30, right? You'll be singing
yeah,
and playing
we have
the
no
bouzouki?
Opening act, Francesca, this lovely girl, starts at 8 o'clock. 8:30, we get on stage with Michael Paouris, this amazing soloist I can't say enough about. And we're going to rock the room for 3 hours.
You want to know more? ParkWestChicago.com. But answer that question I ask in a minute. In our studio, Panos, what are you doing, Panos? We're back on the air. Mouzarakis, he's this Greek guy. He is one of the judges on the Greece version of The Voice. He's also got a small but very funny part in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. He sounds a little bit like this. Και μες στα δυο μου χέρια κρατούσα τον παραδείσο. Όταν μου πέσα δύο ράγισε ο ουρανός. Και μέσα ψηλά απ' τον ήλιο σαν να μην ο Ικαρός. Μέσα σε ένα πλήθος κόσμου βρέθηκα μονάχος. Άγγελος με μαύρο πέπλο. This is much better than you in the movie.
Oh, yeah, but it's much more Greek also. Πέφτει παραλιακή.
What are you singing about here?
That's life. That's the title of the song.
I see. That's very nice.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So, how do you spell your last name? Mouzourakis. Mouzarakis.
Exactly.
Panos. He's in Chicago. It's his first performance in the USA. He's at Park West tonight. He's this Greek fireball who was in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Do you have a nickname, by the way? Do they know you as the something in Greece?
Well, it's Panos. It's Mouzou. It's... yeah, I guess those two. Panos is short for Panagiotis, either way. So
give me your whole, and include your middle name, too. Do you have a middle name?
No.
Okay, well, you got enough syllables there. Give me your first and last name together.
Panagiotis Mouzourakis.
What if an American, what should an American do when they go to Greece? What should they not do when they go to Greece?
Well, I would say avoid any places that has a karaoke bar with screens that show baseball games, because that's just a way of trying to lure you in and not get out of your comfort zone. So get out of your comfort zone, look for the nice beaches, Look for the small villages.
We were in Athens. We were walking around shortly after we had arrived with a bunch of tourists. And as we were walking around the city, and it was just lovely, and we were so loving it. And as we were walking around, the cabs were on strike at the time. So everybody's just kind of walking around. But I think it was hard on the restaurants and bars because they weren't getting as much traffic. And so as we would walk around, there'd be guys like you standing out front, good-looking guys. And they were saying things to us as we'd walk by. They would say, "Oh, mister, you look like American movie star. You are Tom Cruise. Come into my place." And it's like, oh, God, yeah, I said, "Do you really think I look like Tom Cruise? Brenda, come on, let's go get there and have some ouzo or whatever the drink is, right?"
Yeah.
But you know, no, we're going someplace else. We have reservations. But wherever we go, we were just being so charmed. It was very fun.
I've been living 18 years there, and nobody told me that I'm a movie star. When will I get?
Okay, so avoid the places that look like a sports bar in America, because you can get that in America. What should an American tourist do when they're in Greece?
Well, probably the first landing station will be in Athens.
Yeah.
So Athens, Plaka, is a beautiful part of Athens that you can mix the ancient things and buildings and rocks and everything with very good food and very nice people and very nice drinks. There are some bars, I mean, like Clumsy's, that has been voted like one of the 10th greatest mixology bars, that's also near there in walking distance.
The name of this area is Plaka?
Plaka.
P-L-A-C-A? Plaka?
Yeah.
Something like that. So tell the guy I want to go to Plaka.
So I would say that 5 days in Athens is enough to get a real good feeling of the city. And then just head on, pick an island. Every island has its own vibe. So if you're a party guy, I would say Mykonos and...
Santorini
is more like a couple's, I would say, more romantic.
Mykonos,
with
bring
sunrise.
Your bride. No, Santorini, bring your bride.
Yeah.
Mykonos, go find your bride.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I'm thinking.
And there are, my favorite places are Antiparos, and then in the Ionian, there's this small island that has only a beach and two taverns called Adipaxi.
Adipaxi,
and it's like... so small, but the water is like a swimming pool, so clear. So
you know, they talk about the Greek seas and that they're the most beautiful waters in the world. And so when the first time we were there, I thought, okay, this better be good. And it was. I mean, you just can't believe the colors, the clarity, and you want to swim in it. And I did. I mean, because I had an opportunity to, and I didn't want to miss it. So you're from Greece. Congratulations in advance for your performance this evening at ParkWestChicago.com for tickets and information. 8:30 tonight. It sounds like fun to me. Panos Mouzarakis. Thanks for coming to Chicago.
And
thanks
Michael
for coming
Powers.
Into our studio. And Michael Powers?
Powers.
Powers.
Yeah.
Powers.
Powers. Michael Powers. The power of Michael.
Next time you're in Chicago, come through. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
This was such an honor and such a beautiful conversation. Sir John Williams, thank you so much for having me here.
And I look like a movie star?
Yeah, totally. Come inside to our taverna.
Exactly. We almost did. It's 2:28. The news is next.